Morning.
Hey, thanks
good
for
to have
me.
You back in the studio.
Yay. I love being here.
Yeah, now so tell us a little bit about Consensus. What is it you guys do?
So Consensus is like a global incubator for blockchain projects that are built on Ethereum.
Okay.
And they also work with a lot of like Fortune 500 companies and governments around the world. And yeah, basically like looking at how we can work together with different partners to build this decentralized future.
Yeah.
And yeah, definitely on the cryptocurrency thing. The whole like the trading, the speculating, the making money, like that is like honestly less than like 0.1% of the potential use case of the blockchain.
Yeah, everyone seems so hung up on it though. Everyone's like, ah, oh, Bitcoin, yay.
Yeah, I mean, because everyone wants to make money and you know, get rich quick, don't they? So that's kind of, you know, if the technology allows that, that's what people go for.
Yeah.
But there's so many more awesome things that you could do with blockchain technology that are happening now and can be implemented in the future.
So, now, last time you were here, you told us a little bit about the Ethereum and blockchain and explained it a little bit to us, but recap super quick for anyone who maybe like myself is a little rusty.
Yep. Okay, so I still haven't got like the analogy quite down yet on blockchain. I don't think anyone has. So
no.
I was explaining this before. I think everyone comes, they kind of click on what blockchain is from different angles, depending on their background and their industry and what they're interested in.
Yeah.
But blockchain is really just like a distributed database or a distributed ledger that is shared, it's public, it's immutable, so nobody can change it. You can only add to it.
Okay.
So it's like this permanent public record that everyone can kind of add to.
Yeah.
And that's what allows Bitcoin and these other kind of cryptocurrencies to operate without a central bank authorizing the transactions and making sure that people aren't, you know, adding an extra $1,000 to their account when they shouldn't be. And then the idea with Ethereum is like, well, let's take that a step further and let's have the ability for people to actually build programs on top of that, to actually make a programmable blockchain and build apps or what are called dApps,
like
decentralized apps on top of it. And then you can do all this amazing like other stuff with like decentralized marketplaces and decentralized file storage and self-sovereign data ownership and governance and voting.
It's like an endless horizon.
Yeah, literally every single industry is being touched by this right now and it'll completely change the way the world operates.
It is going to change the way the world operates. It's going to be the big next big revolution, I think.
Because
the industrial revolution, it's going to be the technological revolution. Yeah.
And this is not a fad because quite literally the technology cannot be shut down.
Yes.
So it's like, it's here for good, whether you like it or not. And like any technology, it has goods and bad, you know, good sides and bad sides.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of like positive stuff you can do with the technology. You were just mentioning before, this is a community radio station that is funded by donations.
Yeah.
So one of the big things that people do right now is token sales. And so you could have a token sale where it's not just about purely getting donations, but you can actually give back to the people who donate. So you could have a token sale that basically crowdfunds a large, you know, pool of money for 2SER. And then you could actually have something where maybe token holders get to vote on, say, you know, what songs they want next or what speakers they want on next.
Okay.
And then you can maybe burn those tokens in return for those votes. And
wow, it's like a whole exchange marketplace situation. I love it. It is the thing, though, that it's bigger than my brain can comprehend. So I need to focus on those little pieces. I need to like focus in on those little pieces. Now, one thing that Consensus will be talking about very, very shortly is social change and positive social change and how we can use the blockchain to achieve that. What ways are we thinking of in terms of that?
Yep. So the very obvious one is our like financial inclusion. So around the world, there's about 2 billion people that don't have a bank account or access to any type of financial, you know, account of any sort. So that's kind of the low-hanging fruit. That's the obvious one that blockchain could enable. We can, rather than helping, you know, you might have heard this phrase, like bank the unbanked, like, well, let's just completely bypass banks. Like banks are an institution that we don't really need anymore if you have blockchain technology, which disintermediates those banks.
And takes away profit incentives and all sorts of things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And all the, you know, you wouldn't have banks funding coal mines and, you know, all the evil that they tend to
the
do sometimes.
The unsavourable things that do tend to come from.
I mean, they do good stuff as well, but, you know, they do bad stuff too. So what if we had a situation where we could enable everyone who, you know, those 2 billion people who don't have bank accounts to just leapfrog the banking industry altogether and actually have complete ownership of their own money and their own financial future. And
see, this is so great. This is almost going back to the days of putting your money in your mattress so that the banks don't get it. It's just like a technological mattress that you're storing your money
in. It's like a safe mattress. That you own the mattress.
This is the best.
Nobody else can reach it. Nobody else can touch it.
No one touch my mattress. There's a lock on the door. but no one can take my money. It's mine.
Yeah, and you don't have to lug the mattress around. Like, if you move places,
if there's a house fire, you don't have to worry about your money burning. If someone breaks in, it's fine. It's okay. No one can break into the blockchain.
Actually, that's again. Okay, I'll lead that into this next thing. Another thing that potentially is useful for blockchain is land ownership.
Okay.
So obviously in places like Australia, you know, we have the government owns the land title registry. Well, they used to own the land title registry. I think they privatized that as well. But there's something like 70% of people in the world who are kind of landowners, quotation marks. I don't know if they are or not. But they don't really have any secure claim over their land.
Oh.
So, for example, if you're in a very corrupt country where, you know, all the land title registry is basically controlled and owned by the government, you know, it's very easy for them to just say, no, sorry, you don't own that land.
This is ours now.
This is ours, yeah. And then you have absolutely no power and no ability to even like prove that that land was actually yours.
Yeah.
Whereas with blockchain technology, you can have this immutable ledger that is always
completely
public,
decentralized.
Completely decentralized, owned by nobody, controlled by nobody, but you can actually verify using cryptography.
Yeah. Type.
That
here's
this
the deed
is
to
my
land.
Yep. And,
wow.
And even if you do have a corrupt government that comes in and wipes everything out and says it's their land, you know, you still got to work out.
No, it's not.
It's mine. I mean, they still have the, you know, the force of armies and stuff at the moment, but at least that's like a better step forward.
I think that this is a good idea. I think this is a really good idea. Now, there are lots of companies out there, kind of using the technology already. I think World Wildlife Fund is one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
How are they using it?
So Consensus partners with all sorts of companies around the world. So we've partnered with WWF as well. So a recent project they did was actually in the Pacific Islands. So using it for supply chain tracking. So that's another thing that blockchain is beautiful for, because it can actually track from the, you know, the entire supply chain all the way from, you know, the initial, say with tuna. So actually with WWF and Consensus, they did a partnership in the Pacific Islands to track tuna, because there were claims that it was being, you know, illegal catchments, and they're actually using slave labor to on some of these fishing ships.
Wow.
And obviously, if you don't have an immutable or a transparent supply chain, you can't work out where that's happening.
No.
So with this, they actually worked out a way to track the moment that a fish is caught. It can be tagged and logged on the blockchain, and then every single step onwards all the way to the plate can be tracked and verified. And then you can scan it and be like, you know, where was this fish caught, on what boat, at what time?
This is fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. And that solves a lot of issues around, it almost like gives the power back to the consumer to then be able to choose the ethical products they want to buy.
Absolutely. What an incredibly empowering tool for consumers to know something as simple as their food processes and the chains that their food goes through. I think, wow, so great. And then you've got responsible fishing. You've got responsible management of ocean resources and all sorts of things.
And like, all sorts of environmental things.
And we can put it on like a barcode on the side of a tin. This is great. I love everything about this. So people who want to learn more about the social impacts and the way that we can use blockchain for social good, to do good rather than evil. I feel very like Glinda the Good Witch over here. We've got a meetup coming up, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm starting up a new meetup, trying to basically bring in all of the local Sydney-based and Australian-based NGOs, nonprofits, government organisations, and then even just like local projects and local developers and anyone who really wants to make a social change and actually, you know, for good, not just like, you know, go to a protest, feel good, but like let's actually make social
let's
change
do something.
Where,
yeah.
you know, people can use these tools to empower themselves.
Yeah.
So we're starting up this new meetup. The first meetup is next Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Tyro FinTech Hub.
Okay.
So if you just Google blockchain for social impact Sydney, it should come up. Very first link.
Do you know what? We'll put some links on the podcast at the end of the show.
Yep,
there you go. I'm gonna skip a step for you guys. When you're checking out the podcast, you just look on this one, and we'll pop some links. But if we type blockchain for social change in our Google search, we can find it too.
Yep. Or check out the 2SER website where you can find all the latest news and podcast and information.
See, this is why we love having you in studio, Nathan. This is why you are welcome anytime. So incredible stuff. So when was it happening again, sorry?
So Thursday, 6 p.m. And we'll be hearing from the WWF Australian CEO.
Wow.
A few people from this global blockchain for social impact coalition. And also, I think it's an all-female panel on financial inclusion.
Yes. Get that representation out there. I love it. Nathan, we're going to have to leave it there, but thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
That was Nathan Waters there from Consensus talking to us about the possibilities of blockchain technology for social good. As I said, links will be on the podcast. Meetup 6 p.m. on Thursday. Oh, so wonderful to see. I am honestly inspired by like technology right now. Sometimes technology can seem doom and gloom and it's going to take over the world and it's all going to be very, very tragic when it does. But this sort of stuff gives me